wrath to God's glory. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Psalm 76, verse 10. Wicked men will be wrathful. Their anger we must endure as the badge of our calling, the token of our separation from them. If we were of the world would love its own. Our comfort is that the wrath of man shall be made to redound to the glory of God. When in their wrath the wicked crucified the Son of God, they were unwittingly fulfilling the divine purpose. And in a thousand cases, the willfulness of the ungodly is doing the same. They think themselves free, but like convicts in chains, they are unconsciously working out the decrees of the Almighty. The devices of the wicked are overruled for their defeat. They act in a suicidal way and baffle their own plottings. Nothing will come of their wrath, which can do us real harm. When they burned the martyrs, the smoke which blew from the stake sickened men of popery more than anything else. Meanwhile, the Lord has a muzzle and a chain for bears. He restrains the more furious wrath of the enemy. He is like a miller who holds back the mass of the water in the stream, and what he does allow to flow, he uses for the turning of his wheel. Let us not sigh, but sing. All is well, however hard the wind blows.